Good morning. I'm Kevin Vance with a couple of regional news stories. Californians have accumulated as much as $1 billion in unpaid water bills since the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic. Cap Radio's Nina Sparling has more on the results of a new survey that shows the extent of the problem and who it affects the most.
1.6 million California households are behind on their water bills, according to a recent survey from the State Water Resources Control Board. A statewide water shutoff moratorium has kept the tap on since March, even if people haven't been able to pay their bills. But that's taking a financial toll, and the debt is adding up.
With that said, I guess the way it makes me feel as we go through the data, you know, it's don't panic, but be very worried.
That's Darren Polhemus, the director of the Division of Drinking Water at the agency, which surveyed over 500 water systems about their financial status. The survey found that Black and Latino households hold far more debt than white or Asian households, and that 130 water systems won't be able to keep the lights on in 6 months without relief. Jonathan Nelson is the policy director at the Community Water Center, an advocacy group based in the Central Valley.
You know, the very same communities that have already been hit hardest by this pandemic will also face the worst of this water shutoff crisis. And so for us, this is really a basic matter of environmental justice and racial justice.
Nelson warns that this growing debt issue has added another crisis onto an already stressed drinking water system.
The pandemic has really just exacerbated this divide between those that have safe and affordable drinking water and those that are really struggling to have it or may not have it at all.
Legislators introduced two bills at the state level to address the debt, and Congress passed limited aid for water systems at the end of December. But advocates say there's a need for far more federal funding to address the growing debt. In San Francisco, I'm Nina Sparling.
California is piloting a much-anticipated system where people can sign up for COVID-19 vaccine information, but right now appointments are only available in Los Angeles, as Cap Radio's Sammy Keola reports.
Want to be notified when it's your turn to get the COVID-19 shot? The state now has a website where you can sign up. It's called My Turn. For now, the site is only coordinating with Los Angeles County. Health workers and people over 65 in LA can use the site to schedule an appointment. People in other counties can still fill out the form. When I signed up today, I answered questions about my age, my pre-existing conditions, and my occupation. I was told that there are no available appointments for my priority group in my location. The state has been criticized for a sluggish vaccine rollout. Counties say they likely won't have enough of the vaccine to immunize the general public until this summer. In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
New numbers released Friday show California's unemployment rate went up in December. Cap Radio's Steve Milne says it was the first month-over-month increase since April.
The unemployment rate was 9%, up from 8.1% in November, and a 5% increase from December of 2019 before the pandemic. The sector with the largest number of job losses, leisure and hospitality, which includes food services. The State Employment Development Department says the industry lost 117,000 jobs. And that's no surprise. It was in early December when the state issued a sweeping stay-at-home order that forced the shutdown of indoor and outdoor dining. EDD says despite December's losses, California has regained about 44% of the more than 2.5 million non-farm jobs that were lost because of the pandemic in March and April. That includes the construction industry, which added more than 31,000 jobs in December alone. In Sacramento, I'm Steve Milne.
Advocates for farm workers, teachers, grocery store clerks, and others are worried those essential workers may have to wait until summer to be vaccinated against the coronavirus as California considers giving priority to older residents. State officials say the move makes sense given the older people may have a much higher rate of hospitalization and death from COVID-19. But with California struggling to get and give the vaccine, the Sacramento Bee reports it could take until June to vaccinate all Californians 65 and older. That could mean essential workers would probably not be vaccinated until this summer. Researchers in California are using a technique called genomic sequencing to better understand coronavirus variants and outbreaks. Cap Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
As the coronavirus spreads, it slowly mutates. That may sound scary, but it's actually a useful breadcrumb trail for epidemiologists. Joe DeRisi is a professor at UCSF and co-president of the Chan Zuckerberg BioHub, one of several genomic sequencing labs in California.
It allows us to track any given viral genome all the way back to Wuhan, China. So you have like this historical record of all the accumulated mutations since it started growing.
That allows public health officials to confirm the source of an outbreak if everyone infected shares the same virus mutations. Most changes in the virus don't raise alarm bells, but genomic sequencing can help identify variants that are more deadly or contagious. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.